nervous system. We have the cranial nerves, part of the peripheral nervous system. The cranial nerves refer to those nerves that come out directly from the brain. Since the brain is the original point for the cranial nerves, they are responsible for transferring information from the brain to various sections of the body, mostly to and from different parts of the neck and head. There are 12 pairs of cranial nerves. Olfactory nerve, focused on smell, so you can inhale the wonderful scents of the fettuccine Alfredo that you prepared earlier. Optic nerve, responsible for transferring information from the retina to the brain, allowing you to see the beauty of the world around you, or enjoy Avengers Infinity War in your local cinema. Oculomotor nerve, controls the movements of the eye, the opening of the eyelid, and the constriction of the pupil. Trochlear nerve. This nerve is responsible for innervating the oblique muscle of the eye. By doing so, it controls the rotational movements of your eyes. Trigeminal nerve. Handles the motor and sensory functions of the mouth and face. Ever enjoy the wonderful feeling of a cool breeze on your face? You can thank the trigeminal nerve for that. Abductens nerve. This nerve is responsible for innervating the eye's lateral rectus muscle. As the name of the muscle suggests, the nerve controls lateral movement. Facial nerve. How do you look when you are sad, angry, happy, disgusted, afraid, or express the many human emotions you have? All these facial expressions are controlled by the facial nerve, which is also responsible for the sensation of taste from the anterior part of the tongue to the oral cavity. Vestibulocular nerve. This is attached from the inner ear and is responsible for transferring information about sound in equilibrium to the brain from the inner ear. Glossopharyngeal nerve, responsible for sending information from the middle ear, the pharynx, the tonsils, and the tongue. Vagus nerve, the nerve that this book is focused on, responsible for numerous tasks, some of which include sweating, heart rate, muscle movement in the tongue, including the movements made for speech, keeping the larynx open for the purpose of breathing, and gastrointestinal peristalsis, which is the series of movements used for moving food in the body. Spinal accessory nerve. Certain functions of the neck and shoulder are controlled by this nerve. Hypoglossal nerve. Swallowing, speech, and food manipulation are the functions that are controlled by this nerve. The above list gives you a gist of what each nerve is responsible for. But to get a deeper understanding of them, let us look at each nerve and see how they sometimes manage numerous functions at the same time. Olfactory nerve. As we saw in the list provided above, this nerve is responsible for the sense of smell. Of the 12 cranial nerves, the olfactory nerve is the shortest one. It is also one of the two nerves that have no connection to the brainstem, with the optic nerve being the other one. Many other nerves possess two trunk-like protrusions, but the olfactory nerve is devoid of such a feature. Rather, it possesses fibers that go through the cribriform plate of the ethmoid bone, which is part of the skull that is situated behind the nose. Essentially, these fibers of the olfactory nerve are also called neural receptors. When particles or chemicals in the air pass through the nose, they interact with these receptors. The molecules of these particles or chemicals stimulate the receptors, and the message is then transferred to the brain. The brain, in turn, recognizes the message and lets you know